Blog Talk Radio. dressed stupidly. Hey, yeah. Stupid chain, stupid whip, and stupid jewelry. Hey, hey, fool hey, plans, hey, y'all know they chucking fool with me. Hey, Jesus beats is real, but y'all know that y'all ain't fooling me. That Holy Ghost fire, make it out like the equator. Yeah. Praising Jesus' name, cause ain't nobody greater. We be serving all these chumps while we waiting on the Savior. They mad cause we sharing up the cheese like a grater. They the bottom of the basin, we the top just like an addict. Why they busy sleeping, they ain't know we hard at it. Everything God got for me, I gotta have it. Cause I need Jesus, can't you see that I'm an addict?
Yeah. Now we selling platinum, ain't no stars in us. Got them all jocking us, the world is not enough.
Do it, like what's up.
Surrounded by your thugs.
Riding in the latest, flirting in the club, but you're just like every other dude at the Jenny Club. So what do you think that I got that made me CEO material? I'm bleeding stuff in the blood, Christ will talk the same to my evil. Have to slow it down, you don't have to work out this one. This is what sets us apart, brother, I'm a Christian. Not to say that I'm boasting, but like it took, I'ma be posting. Heritage in that kingdom, seek ye first and everything will come. Claim that you the boss, cause of everything you got, but you still unhappy, I'm no usher, but you got it bad, bro. CEO because sad is, not windshields because glasses, race are because classes, fireworks because ashes. Base the rule on things that will leave over time, but I serve God Almighty, he's chief over mine. CEO, you didn't know. 17 with the lyrical flow. Akomichi told you the swagger too much. Sound with anointed grace, that is us.
You are jumping off, so we are CEO. I will be in the graphics like CEO. People stand up and watch it like a TV show. We don't go far with him with ABCD. Show them what they've never seen before. So we have been at rough like a CD before. Where them come and go with all them style with your dialogue. They laughing, my friend, them have a 3D.
Yeah, man, please, never try, take me a time. Take me a time. With contemporary life and contemporary lines, my God, coming to the perilous time, plenty of time, tempt to a time, and no matter how I think, so I get a lot, plenty of lines, the plenty of rhymes. But you say, man, a CEO, modern Christian, I never see before, so I'm a Christian, don't tell my first name, I'm a last name, get deep words, when you see me, I know Jason, you see, so you can call me whiter than snow, get it? At the salt of the earth, I know MSG, at the part of the earth, you're a couple million Jesus pieces round your neck, that mean you are part of the world, so you can say that this Christian name, this Christian shame, this Christian day, so, the Father got me a whole land, when temptation seems so strong, shine my light so when people see me, them things are harder.
You know, so we have to CEO, I'm a the graphics like CEO, people stand up and watch it like a TV show, we don't go far with them with ABCD, from show them what them never see before. So we a bit not rough like a CD before. Where them come and go with all them style with your dialogue. Me and my friend them have a 3D floor.
Oh, you're just the king of sin, you're caught in. Never know it's good or wicked when you cross him. Better you just go to a church and do some fasting. Some less fool could have picked the face to make you starting. Fish up the belly but you kept on laughing. Now you're coughing. Never believed in what to make you end up in the coffin. Christ be the way but badness. You're crossing the HA, we are make them know. Yo, I'm voting about for this. Will Jesus Christ respond for this? I'm watching when the sun called Armageddon. You and your feet, say you're on sleep. Will him control the world where you're living in? The girl where you're visiting? Who are you swimming in? Who's where you're bringing in? Alpha and Omega, him are the ending and the beginning. Them things we are gonna follow them, but tell them no way. We are hustle up the soul, but we are on the road. Hey, who was a sinner in the past when I reflect in those days? Now we are Christian encouraging others, we go.
You are helping us, so we are feeding. I will play the graphics like CEO. People stand up and watch it like a TV show. We don't go far with them with ABCD from it. Show them what they've never seen before. So we have been not rough like a CD before. Where them come and go with all them style with your dialogue. Me and my friend them have a 3D floor. Who them are fast? Tell them to the time of that. Bring my prime of that. Who's like who men I not have me. Hold him up, back. Hold him to that kind of luck. Hold him up, back. Tell him to that kind of luck. Hold him up, back. Hold him to that kind of luck. When it's my driver truck, he's like when a knife has me. People want to go down the block. He's an eye behind a car, but driver stop with taxi and ripping pedal. Making driver copy. My race is clean, no, I know. I'd have glass inside of that. God is my protection, my man, no, is my rough rider. That. Father God, keep me safe, like the hand them inside of that. Music is my wife, but I've been married, so we tied enough. When them come and try to talk, if them think them bad and touch that. So, so easy, come no easy, this no Adam so. This is more like tragedy. Time will tell you. This is better. I need to see. Freak. Doctor send me bomb with 48 degrees. And the heat I drink that is so 108 degrees. Gas up in my temperature. Another them end before. Because me use my mind and pain better than feel them temperature. My friend Bishop. He can evaporate the seas. And because we hot and that is why they don't create the race. When we freestyle people and come some put money and pay for these. Not even a policeman can come make me freeze. Because we are CEO and them about. So the requires and drink belief. When them spit them lyrics, it no real, no, I just make believe. Head and not the tail, so evil cannot prevail. We are represent Christ and nobody can make believe.
because we are CEO. And we play the graphics like GEO. Make people stand up and watch it like a TV show. We know, go pan rhythm with ABCD flow, eh. We show them what them never see before. Where we have it like just like a CB4. Where them come and go with all them style, where you die alone. Me and my friend, them have a tree.
Let's go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'm a bitch about to be like Rosalind.
Sean the Giddy Young, well, that's my name, and I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Radical, yeah.
Yo, professor. Hunting souls for the kingdom.
I'm telling you, man. Check this. Yeah.
Come on and let's go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach the gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Never tell anybody listening. Put your Bible up and pop along. Let's go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach the gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Never tell anybody listening.
Come on. Sean the Giddy Young, well, that's my name and I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yo, professor. Hunting souls for the kingdom.
I'm telling you, man. Check this, yeah.
Got it. Come on and let's go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach the gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Never tell anybody listening.
Put your Bibles up and come along. Let's
go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach the gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Never tell anybody listening.
Ready? Put your Bibles up and come along. Let's go.
When you step in, more rhymes under our range. Got 66 books, so I'm strapped under my range. Don't be tricked, cause Christ is my hero. Sin, now I'm free like a zero.
Man, we got it like that. Washed in the blood, man, we got it like that.
There ain't no stopping until my heart stopping and my heart until it goes to Christ.
Radical, yeah.
Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach the gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Now is there anybody listening?
Put your Bibles up and come along if you're listening.
Go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach the gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Now is there anybody listening?
Put your Bibles up and come along if you're listening. Oh, what's my name? Well, that's irrelevant. Irrelevant. Stuff eating's relevant. Who made mankind and gave him eloquence? Yeah. So stop sitting like an elephant because it's evident. You're eating the word and not even God you want to share it with. Yeah. The harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. When it's true for Christian nowadays, or shame to preach a gospel. So rock the field until your time's up. Okay, my time's up. But guess what?
Come on and let's go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach a gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go. Now we're gonna
put your Bibles up and come along if you're with me.
Go. Wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach a gospel like Paul till it kills me, girl. Now is there anybody listening? Put your Bibles up and come along if you're listening.
I worship a greater life, Christian fellowship, outreach, and what they teach, just like in sinners to preach the gospel. And from Christ came 12 disciples, and those disciples were beaten and persecuted to preach the gospel. The legacy of salvation is rich and free in the past apostles. Man, they died for this gospel. Preaching the word is not a burden, it's an obligation. So get radical, you see, don't want to go and live in Satan.
Go, wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach a gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go, now is there anybody listening? Put your Bibles up and come along if you're with me. Go, wave your hands if you feel me. I'ma preach a gospel like Paul till it kills me. Go, now is there anybody listening? Put your Bibles up and come along if you're with me.
Wednesday night music, nonstop music with Angel on deck, one of the angels of melody, and we just thank God for all of you that are listening in right now. We had to cut the music short. Normally we do the whole intro, but I'm going to have to come back to that. We have a guest that's on the line that has to go in about like in a few minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get with our guest, and then we're going to come back to great more music, but we just thank God for all of you that have tuned in all over the world. Those of you that are in all of Africa, we want to say God bless to you today. Well, tonight, we thank God for all of you listening in through Trinidad, those that's on Tobago, in Tobago, Barbados, we want to give you a shout-out. All of Jamaica, we want to give a shout-out to you on tonight, those that's in Italy and the U.K., Minister Kobe, we want to say God bless you. To all of you in the United States of America, we want to say God bless. Even those that's in Hong Kong, Russia, wherever you may be around the world, we just want to say God bless you. We thank you all for tuning in on tonight. We have some great music lined up for you tonight, great gospel mixes and reggae dance hall music for you. So we just want to say God bless to everyone once again that's listening in. The jam that you just heard was Robert. We thank God for DJ Super on tonight there in Kingston, Jamaica. We want to say God bless you, DJ Super. We got some more music coming in just a few minutes, but we thank God for you, brother. You are a blessing to us. You're a blessing to the nations. And a lot of you know that not only do I play just the artists, but I also help promote a lot of the gospel DJs. It's so important to a lot of them are overlooked. They're just known in their parts of the world or in their city or whatever you want to call it, or you know, on other stations, and but they're not really out there. So I try to open up the platform as much as I can that God give me to let the DJs, their music be heard as well. And we have a lot of people that love it. So we just thank God. So as long as we have this platform, we're going to continue to play it. So we just thank God once again for DJ Super. It's not over because you're going to hear more music from him and other DJs and artists as well. So right now we're going to keep this thing on going on and popping right now. We thank God for our brother Cypher there in New Jersey right now, who has some great music. We're going to click him on right now so he can have some words. Right now I'm trying to hurry up real briefly and keep this going on, and then we're just going to let him have words, and then we're going to play a couple of songs by him, and then after that, we're just going to keep it going on. This is the Nonstop Gospel, so we thank God for you all, once again, that is tuning in, even through Twitter. God bless you. Praise the Lord, Cypher. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Very well.
You
can go ahead and introduce yourself once again and where you're calling from and talk a little bit about your music or whatever, and then we can go ahead and go into the music here.
Cool. I'm Cypher Ekdeuce out of Jersey, USA. Stand up. I hear everybody from around the world is on here, so what's up, worldwide Christian family, and even the non-believers that aren't listening, you're getting some good stuff right now. Just glad to be here, glad to be in God's purpose and God's will. I just want to encourage everybody out there, like, listen, no matter what walk of life you come from, God does have a purpose for you. God has a place for you to be. So continue on, press forward, and continue to be molded by him. I'm a Christian rapper. My music says a lot for it, so you could follow me on Twitter at Cypher_IX_. But a lot of things that I write about is my love of God and how he influences my life on a daily basis. So if you have a daily issue that you go through, you can take a listen, and it really, I pray that it really helps you out. Thank you, Andrew, for having me on. Thank you for playing my music, and thank God for allowing me to be the vessel to encourage people, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's this world is all about him, you know. Our world is all about him, and I'm just glad to be a part of giving hope to the hopeless, you know, being a representative of grace. So, you know, as a recording artist, that's why I like to promote hope and grace and the blood of Christ, you know.
Yeah.
So how
are you today? Amen. Amen. Well, I was listening to the songs that you had. We listened to Definition, to Freedom, and also I've heard your other song called Game Time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one. It was Game Time that I believe I heard. And also you have one called The Cure.
Yes, The Cure, yeah. Yes, it's Jesus Christ,
The Cure.
The Cure.
Okay, I have that. And so what I was going to play, I love all of them, but, you know, there's only so many songs you can play.
Yeah, right.
But what I wanted to play that really stood out was Freedom and the Rebel music. The Cure was good, too, as well. And mm-hmm. so... can you talk a little bit briefly about Freedom, the Freedom one that they're going to hear first?
Freedom was a track, in all honesty, and I get it, like, a lot of my close brothers and my accountability partners always laugh at me that Freedom was a track that I literally wrote within, like, an hour. And the whole idea was I was tired of being boxed in as a Christian, like, labeled as a Christian. Like, oh, he's a Christian rapper. Like, he shouldn't rap, or, you know, he can't look young and live a youthful life being a Christian. You got to be old, and you got to have, like, a Bible and be a deacon. And that I was in, like, with it. I was, like, I wrote the song Freedom to encourage people, like, be free in who God made you to be. Be free in all the things that you have, and know that him dying on the cross made you free. So that's the premise of the song. Like, I'm free. He saved me. His grace has been amazing. I'm free, you know? Like, with grace in your life, you can overcome and accomplish all things. It doesn't restrict you in what you can do. You don't have to be necessarily a pastor or a missionary, but there are so many things. You can be a Christian plumber and still change somebody's life, you know?
Yes, amen, amen, amen. That's true. That is so true. Well, what we're going to do is right now I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to go ahead and go into Free and go into the I believe we're going to play the Rebel music of the Cure. It'd be one of them that they were here, but I do know we're going to play Freedom, and I really enjoyed that song. It's like a number one hit to me in my book.
Thank you.
Right now, we're just going to put you on hold, and then we're going to go ahead and play this song. Okay, you all, you heard it, our brother. Cypher there. Y'all have to excuse my voice. It's, like, really hoarse and throat sore, but I'm trying the best I can here. But we just thank God for Cypher. Has a great song, and we're going to let you all hear it, and we'll be back in a while.
Johnny Giuliano.
You can call that visine, not living that night lie. Gotta walk where all can see. We ain't on that prime time, no fake reality. It's the son of the dawn who's right in my wrongs, the king of kings. In him I shine, by him I glow, and I'm redeemed. Don't weed your gold, no, not a thing. Through him we shine, and walk in victory. Don't need that Jesus peace, I got that Jesus peace. Gotta flee temptation, bro.
Bye-bye.
Clear that darkness, peace. I don't need you religion in my jeans. We all reborn with jeans. It's like she stitched my seams and it ignited my flame. Flame on, same souls and like the past. One God, two choices, homie, you do the math. Will it be that narrow life or that wide death? It's best to do it right, we ain't got much time left.
Trying to make a change. Ancient
today. Yeah, the light maker. Come and fall in. I step Alpha Omega. Cause there's no team that's greater. No, not even the Lakers. Tim Tebow on them, powered only by the maker.
We thank God for those songs. We're going to go ahead and click our brother back on.
Hey,
how are you? We really enjoyed the songs. Those were awesome. I'm telling you, just awesome, awesome. We had some people leave comments saying that they enjoyed the songs, and it's just awesome. I just thank God for your life and thank God for what He is doing and you know, how He's moving by His Spirit in your life. So is there anything else you would like to say before you sign off? Or
like I said before, stay encouraged, guys. You know, you get, if you if you have gifts and talents that you want to hone and move toward righteousness with, do it. No matter what people say to you, just continue to move forward in it. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Cypher_IX_CYPH_IX_. Coming out with new stuff. The EP's coming out soon, so hopefully God leads me throughout the rest of this year, go on tour soon. So definitely looking forward to at least seeing some of you guys at the shows and meeting you guys in person. You know, one body, one voice.
All right. Well, that's great. That is so great. Well, we just thank God for you joining us on tonight, and we just know that this is not going to be the last time of you being on with us.
Definitely not.
So we will definitely keep the songs pushing on the airwaves, and definitely will stay in contact. You have my contact, so you know you can feel free to contact me at any time. And like I said, we just look forward to having you back on soon.
All right, cool. Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy my time here. Hope to see you.
Enjoyed you too. Yeah. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. So we just thank God for those that there in New Jersey that was listening in as well, and we thank God for him being on as well with us on tonight. And as I stated, we have a lot more of great music coming your way. We still have more music that will be heard in a few minutes by our brother, DJ Super, on tonight, who's listening in. And to all of you that are listening in, we just thank God for you all, too. So right now, we're going to go into another song. It's entitled The Lord's Prayer. And when I heard it, I was like, wow, it has a really great African sound, you know, to it. But it's called The Lord's Prayer, and it's featuring Bernie, Auntie, I think I'm saying it right, Francis Amo, Gillian, and O.T., I do believe, in this song, The Lord's Prayer. And we just want to give a hello out to them on tonight there in Ghana. I was sent the song earlier, and I told one of our brothers that I will be playing it on tonight. So we just thank the Lord on tonight for being able to play this great song that you're going to hear on tonight. We want to give a shout out to Henry Saram Kwesi tonight for sending me the song and introducing me to it. So I just thank God for him on tonight. And right now we're going to go right into that song. It's called, entitled, The Lord's Prayer. And I know that it will bless you as it had blessed me. And right after him, we just going to keep the sounds cranking back up, and we're just going to go for it on tonight and just pray that you are being blessed and enjoying the broadcast.
Bye. I can't see myself being without you. No, I don't wanna be in this world crikey.
God damn it.
We go hard, we go hard.
I got brats.
We go hard, we go hard,
son.
We go hard, we go hard.
Your life on.
We go hard, we go hard, we go hard.
Radical yard.
We go hard, we go hard, we go hard.
I'm looking forward to some better days, cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays, and I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Meet the Lord in the sky. Tell the world bye bye. Send me up on the way.
Say you want to send me up on the way.
Yo, I just send me up on the way. Meet the Lord in the sky. Tell the world bye bye. Send the world. I'm hanging with the stars. I'm in the galaxy. Wanna get closer to God. That's where my policy. It's just honesty. That's how I got here. He's got a mansion prepared as he promised me. And now we'll get there. I passed this subject, God, and I got the chemistry. It's like an oxymoron why someone should ask me to get salvation, what it really cost me. It's free, no cash air. I'm hoping that's clear.
Right now, I'm looking forward to some better days. Cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays, and I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world, yeah, bye bye. Send me up on the way.
You wanna send me up on the way.
Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world I'm bye-bye. Send me up on our way.
My faith belt, my safe belt, I'm safe to ride. Got God on my side like nationwide. My insurance, His grace to find. If you ignore it, then you gon' face the fire. From the bottom, never settle. Hotter than the kettle, harder than the metal. All about Jesus and not about the vessel. Can't save yourself, only Christ can save you. So just move to the side like mashed potatoes and let the main course take force. Way better than Al Muniz, because my Jesus saves more. And that's word to my ghost keeper, my soul's reaper. Nobody knows deeper, cause if we down for a quarter, we do it in OT. Cause we so hot for Christ and never get Kofi. And we do it for the ring and never the trophy. Cause we wanna marry Christ and live for His glory.
I'm looking forward to some better days, cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays, and I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Y'all gonna send me up on the way. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world I'm a bye. Send me up on the way.
Hey, you
want to
send me up on the way?
You want to send me up on the way?
Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world I'm a bye.
Me cock up and have no regret. Me a cut through the air like a Boeing jet. You a captain, me flight cries from Nazareth. You not been by your flight, then Russian roulette. Me get saved by him blood, not me intellect. Saint John 3:16 intercept. Me me step out of myself and introspect. Put me on a new track like I tell the world.
I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin. I'll stay no longer with you, cause I made up my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life. Yeah. I'm looking forward to some better days, cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays, and I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gon' send me up on the way. Y'all gon' send me up on the way. Meet the Lord in the sky, you gotta tell them number by me. See you up and away.
You wanna see me up and away?
Hey, you wanna see me up and away?
Meet the Lord in the sky, tell them where number by. See me up and away. Up and away. If you blink, you miss me.
Ready, go, yeah.
All right, all right, all right, up and away. Man, I'm telling you, I love them guys. I'm telling you, Prodigal Son and Shine Light for, I'm telling you, it's just awesome, 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 awesome. That's one of my favorite songs right there. And so we just thank God for that song on tonight. And we have another guest right now that is called in. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome, you know, just awesome music. I don't know where to go at, you know, for the time. And I'm telling you, it's just something, I'm telling you. But we just thank God for all this great music that's going on. We got another great brother on the line with us calling in from New York. But we thank God. I'm telling y'all, I'm about to get hyped now. Because I'm laughing, y'all, because y'all just don't know. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, awesome when you can just play the music. I told DJ Super earlier that I listen to so much music that when I go to sleep, I hear music in my sleep. Now, you know you got to be hearing some serious music when you hear it in your sleep. It goes beyond this radio. This radio here. I listen to it in the ride. You know, my brother come get me. I give him the CD. I say, bro, we going international now. You can turn off this other stuff. I'm going to let you hear some real music. And we be going through there, seriously. So I just thank God for my brother. We're going to be doing some videos on Friday. Every now and then we try to post up videos where y'all can see me, you know, laughing and having fun and stuff like that. And I'm going to be giving shout-outs to different ones, you know, on the video. So we might be at a restaurant somewhere. Ain't no telling with us. But I just thank God for you all tonight. I thank God for our next brother. His name is Problems for the Devil. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He sounds like my twin because y'all know I be going down through there. I told y'all yesterday when we was on here and I went to praying yesterday morning and I was telling the people, I said, let me tell you something. I said, we got to stop letting the enemy, you know, try to intimidate us. It's time to do some drive-bys. That's what I was saying. So many people saying they was a real G and they was this and they was that. And then when they was out there in the world, then they get saved and allow the enemy to give them black eyes, so to speak. No, you got to flip the script on his behind. Seriously, when he come at you with some stuff, what we have to do, we have to get violent in the spirit. We have to put that word on that spirit. My God, you got to put violent prayer on that spirit. I'm telling you, lay me down to sleep ain't doing it. You got to really go down through there. See, I'm getting hype already. And we ain't even, let me click our brother on right now because I'm about to get started.
Yo, what up, Angel? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? I'm telling you, I had to hear him click you on because I found myself going there very strongly.
Man, I just wanted to definitely salute you and the great work that you're doing on this radio station, how you're spreading the gospel through all types and through all forms of music. And I just wanted to salute you as a soldier in Christ. And that, you know, if I'm acknowledging you and a lot of people that's probably listening to me right now is acknowledging you, I know that your reward is going to be great in heaven. So I just wanted to salute a fellow soldier in the faith. You know, God bless you.
Amen. Now, how did you get this name? Because when you told me this was the name, and I looked at it, and I just started laughing. I was like, oh, my God, do this sound like a twin or what? how did you go about with this name?
It's kind of crazy, but I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. You know, I'm coming out of the Crip gang, coming out of the Blood gang. I was repping both sets at once,
okay,
at one time. You know, and also, you know, being a Haitian American growing up, being a victim of witchcraft and voodoo, you know, I went through a lot of different spiritual warfare. You know, I'm not going to get into that too deep, you know, because it might scare some people away. But, you know, going through a lot of spiritual warfare, I was a victim of witchcraft. And I remember, you know, after I got saved and, you know, I started having a lot of crazy dreams and how the devil was trying to attack me and kill me and destroy me before I could make it.
Wow.
And I remember it was one particular dream I had where I was tied down by like 1,000 witches, and they were all trying to chant something over me. And as they were chanting something over me, I seen a whole lot of dogs in the dream, and I seen witches dressed in black and purple, and they started speaking in like some other tongues, you know, because you know how the devil, he tries to copy what God does, you know, and so they try to like speak a chant over my life. And I remember, you know, opening my eyes and trying to wake up, but I could not get up. It was as if something was holding my mouth, something was holding my body, but I was fully awake. And then I cried out, Jesus. That, matter of fact, before I cried out Jesus, I called out my brother's name because he doesn't sleep too far from where I sleep at. And when I cried out his name, he never came to my rescue. Then I called out for my mother, you know, because my mom was a Christian and stuff like that. She was a very zealous Christian, powerful, been saved for years, president of the woman ministry, and I knew she was very well aware of spiritual warfare. So I called out my mom's name. And when I called out my mom's name, she did not answer. And then something say, call Jesus. And so I called out Jesus really loud. And as I called out his name, I felt a cold wind come down from my head all the way until I reached my toes. And that's when I was able to speak. And I heard the voice of the Lord say as clear as day, you are a problem for the devil. And that's
my
how I got the name Problems for the Devil.
Woo! I'm telling you. That's, you know what, brother? We got to set up, seriously, a time next week for you to come and share this testimony. People need to hear this because there are people that are bound right now by demons. Do you know I had a brother all the way in Meredith, whatever that place. It was way in India somewhere. And a lot of people know me. I post a lot of prayers on the Facebook, and I began to pray a prayer that was so scandalous about, you know, sleep. You know, people being tormented in sleep. And I began to just post up a prayer, and I began to pray as the Spirit gave me. I don't even remember what I post, but I post, it was something that was posted. And do you know that brother? I'm seriously, that brother left me a serious mail. And when he sent me a message, he told me, he said, sister, I am all the way here in whatever that part is in India that he was at, and he said he was going. He works at a hospital, and he said, and when I work where he work at, he'd be praying for the people because a lot of the people be bound with sickness and stuff. And he said, and it'd be like a lot of demonic stuff that's going on in the hospital. Now this all the way in India, brother, all the way in India, and I mean I was so touched that tears fell to my keyboard. And then this was like, oh, my God, this was a few months back. And he asked me for my address. And he said, I want to send you a gift. And the brother sent me a gift, do you hear me, all the way from India of thanks, a beautiful card that he sent me. You know what I'm saying? And even sent some finances all the way from India. He said he wanted to sow. He said it may not be much, but he wanted to just sow in the ministry. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, this is crazy. I said, people in India, come on now, they listening to the program. The brother's looking at the Facebook, you know, and he responds to me. And what he said to me was, he was laying down at night, and he said demons was attacking him around the same time that I posted up that prayer. He said he was laying in his bed, and he felt like choking, like hands was over him. And he said, he said, I heard a voice speak and told me, get to the Facebook. This is what he said. He said, it spoke to him. He said, a voice told him, get on the Facebook. And he said, and when I got on the Facebook, he said, sister, he said, that prayer that you prayed, I repeated it three times. And he said, and on that third time, he said, I felt all them demonic spirits leave me. All the way here in India. And he said, bless you, woman of God. Keep praying and keep posting. And when he said that.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
No, the Bible says.
Go ahead. You said
my ministry is P4DM, Problems for the Devil Ministries. And it's literally based on the scripture that says, the kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm just so glad to know that prayer does not have a distance. You understand? There's no long distance calls when you're praying. Praying penetrates. It goes between. It goes into the soul. It passes the flesh. It passes the spirit. It goes deep into the very core. And God knows if He has put you here, and if He has placed you in a radio station, He's placed you here because He knows that there is a people, there is a nation, there are people out there who are listening that are in need of deliverance. They are in need of a breakthrough. They are in need of God to step in, to show up, and to show off. See, whenever God shows up, he doesn't just show up. He shows off. He flexes his muscles. He lets people know that I am God. There is no other God
That's
before
right.
me. And no demon, no devil, no spirit, no voodoo, no Wicca, no spiritual, no Illuminati,
right.
whatever the demon is, whatever Baphomet, I don't care what his name is. The Bible says that there is no other name that is given to man under heaven, which man shall be saved, and it is by the name of Jesus. Oh
my,
come
my
on, somebody.
God.
Like, there is power in that name.
I know that's
There's
right.
There's deliverance
my
in that
God.
Name. And so him hearing what you were saying and him seeing that prayer was enough for a demon to leave. Could you imagine, would you have imagined ever the day that something that you write on Facebook is able to cast a demon off away from someone? Isn't it crazy that something that you type on a keyboard is able to cause a demon
yes.
to flee? Imagine if you opened your mouth.
My God. Brother, this was meant for us to meet. I'm so glad that you sent that friend request. I'm telling you, look, when I saw that name, seriously, I'm not lying. When I saw that name and I looked, I said, this sounds like my twin, because everybody knows that I'm crazy. When it comes, seriously, to the enemy, I'm telling you, 2 days ago, I was on radio, and I was in, and it was a young man left a message saying, pray for him. And I had Stephen Murphy, Reality, I had them. They was all on the radio with me, Carl, we was all on the radio. And this brother left a message saying, pray for him. Right in the middle of the broadcast, he typed it up to me. And a lot of people know that when people come to me with prayer requests about torment and negative stuff, it's like, honey, it's like I get so angry. Seriously, I'd be ready to just go to shooting, so to speak. I'm talking about in the spirit. Because that's how I was in the world. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
And the Lord spoke to me one day, because I remember my cousin was talking to me about warfare, and I would hear prophecy about, you know, you're going to be a woman of rage. You know what I'm saying? And I kept thinking, like, what they mean by a woman of rage? What they talking about? You know, I did that out in the world. But the Lord spoke to me in my fasting and praying for 20 days. He said that same anger, that same spirit you used out there in the world, you used that on the enemy. And he showed me how to pray and showed me how to go about that thing. And that's why I tell people, you ain't got to stop being a gangster because you was in the street. Be a gangster for the Lord. Don't let that devil keep beating you up and tearing you down. And so the scripture, I have a page on the Facebook that you are added to. It's called Unstoppable Fireball Warriors. And the scripture is Luke 10:19, where he says, for I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. And so I told the people, I said, I live by that daily. We have to live by that scripture daily, because so many of us are saying we have the power. We got the power. Yeah, you got the power, but you got to use that power. You got to know that you have that power. Just like when you was out in the streets and you knew that you had that gat in your pocket and you knew that you was going to go in that hood and you knew you was going to take it out and you knew you was going to use it, that's the same thing in Christ. We know that we have the weapons that he has given us, and we have to believe that when we use it, it's over for the devil.
It's over.
And that's what I told them people yesterday. When that brother sent a message saying what he was going through, and I began to let loose, brother, on that airway. And that night I said, Lord, what should I name this link? And all that kept coming to me was smack the devil down with style of prayer, praise, and music. And that's my post, brother. I sent it to you on your page. It says, smack the devil down with the sound. And I began to let the people, this is what we need to do. And when I met you and I saw the name Problems for the Devil, I said, nah, that's it. That's it. Because just like I told the people, we in this hour that the enemy is not playing.
He's
and
not.
We got to let that joker know we ain't playing either.
Exactly.
Ain't no backing down, but we going to stand face to face with that lowdown snake and let him know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. That we will not back down, but we're going to move forward. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory
yes,
to
hallelujah.
God. Who am I talking to on tonight? You got
yes.
to come from the dry place. You got to come from that place of feeling like nothing is working. Stop letting that devil
Jesus.
Speak some lies to you. And I mean, get the war. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to
hallelujah.
God. He said we got the power, and that is in us.
Hey, God.
And we got
hallelujah.
To stand up like soldiers. Glory to God. Be like generals that he
yes.
has called
yes.
us to be. And
hey.
I thank him on tonight, brother. I thank him for your life.
Praise the
when
Lord.
When I read them, got to looking at that video, and we about to play that song now, I'm telling you, tears began to back up. I said, oh, my God, this message here. When I hear the rappers rap about the hood and how they come from, it does something to me because I know I've been there. I come from a family of preachers. My dad is a preacher. You know, I come from a family of bishops and apostles and different ones, and I know what it is to be anointed with the oil and hankies around the neck. And I don't know if a lot of people have heard of Mother Stella Boy, but I come from up under that type of ministry. We had to go to revivals and all that kind of stuff, and I'm the only girl with brothers. And I come up in holiness, but when I got to a certain age, I hung around drug dealers. That's my testimony. I know we're going to play music, brother, but evidently God is using me and you to testify this stuff.
Yes, yes,
because
yes,
somebody
is.
Need to hear this. I ain't standing about
oh,
no
hallelujah.
Music right now. We're going to play it. We got enough time to play this rest of this music, but somebody need to hear this testimony, seriously.
Amen.
Because
yes.
you encouraged me, brother. You encouraged me on today. And you made me realize, hallelujah, glory to God.
Glory, God.
Thank
glory
God.
To Jesus.
Oh, my God, I could have been dead. I'm telling you, living that kind of life that I lived, I didn't have to do it. But it
glory
was a reason
name,
and it was a purpose.
Hey, God.
And God's
hallelujah.
Hand was upon us. And so what happened was when I got a certain age, I began to start dealing with dope men in the gang. See, I'm a woman. But I know what it is when y'all men rapping about that stuff. I can feel that, and I can agree with it. I might not have sold the dope, but, you know, I was in the connections of it. You know what I'm saying? I hung around
amen.
Men,
yes.
you know, that sold the dope, and we used to run this house. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance. My
hey,
house
God.
Was a body house.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, right next door to my daddy. People used to say, girl, he's a preacher, man of God, and you got this kind of stuff going on in your house. And I thought, oh, I'm grown, and I'm this, as long as I'm paying the rent. You know what I'm saying? And we would sit down, and house be filled with men. I'm telling y'all, it'd be maybe three women, nothing but men, from the dough to the back. Weed smoke,
Jesus.
Yak going, cursing going. Gangsters music going, talking about shooting up, killing. I thought that was the life. Men taking the guns, setting it on the table. We put the weed on the table. Oh, it was all kind of stuff going on. Dancing in the nightclub. And all my friends was getting killed. I was going to a funeral once a week or every other
my
week.
God.
And God was getting my attention. I was married to a dope man that was supposed to be preaching. And he ran from the calling. We went to church one Sunday, and the man of God didn't even know him. And he said, I'm here to tell you, son, whatever you're doing, he said, you need to stop doing it because the end is going to be a bad ending. And you know, it was like chills went all over my body because I knew that man of God did not know him. And I started crying and shaking. And I told him, I said, baby, you got to stop all this selling of the dope and this and that. And it just looked like that was just my life. Hanging out in that stuff, going to the bars where they shooting up. And sometimes I would be so high that I would say, we need to leave. We need to go because I don't feel good. We need to get out of here. Not knowing
wow.
that was God, even in my drunkenness. Oh,
Jesus.
My God, when he got a call
praise
on our life.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter. Even in my drunkenness, I would sit there, brother, and say, we got to leave. And they say, oh, come on now, Angel, Tanya. You just had, she just had from the weed. As soon as we leave, we get a phone call. They shot up the place. Such and such got
my
shot.
God.
And I would sit there and holler and scream and say, oh, God, it could have been me. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. And the reason why I'm saying that, brother,
Jesus.
Because your video, that song that the people are about to hear, honey, that was something. When you said about the bullet, a hit was coming and it missed you. My God, do you know the same thing happened to me? Many bullets have missed us. New Year's Eve hanging out there and the people shooting. We out there hanging like crazy. Could have got shot in the back of the head. But I thank God for his blood.
Yes,
I thank God
praise
that
you,
no weapon formed against us, that it did not prosper while we was out in the world.
Yes, God.
And I'm speaking that word to somebody on tonight. It
yes.
don't matter what has happened. It don't matter what's going on now. You might
yes.
have a son. You might got a daughter. You might have somebody that's out there bad, and you think that it's over. It ain't over until God says it's over. I don't
Amen.
Care if they're drunk. I don't care if they're a prostitute. You still speak that to them and let them know you are a woman of God. You are a man of God. No matter what, you will serve Christ. Hallelujah. My grandmother spoke the same stuff over me. She never said I was a drunk. She never said I was a whore or nothing. She said you are a woman of God, and I'm
yes.
going to be dead and gone. She said, but one day God is going to use this woman in a great way. And look
praise
at what's
Lord.
Going on now. So I'm saying
praise
that to say this to somebody that's listening in. There is purpose for your life. There is a purpose. Stop letting the devil tell you that there is no hope, because he is a liar. There is hope for you. That brother that's selling dope, there is hope for you.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
You can be the best runner. You can be the best runner and the best gangster in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. I'm telling you, this thing is about to stir up. I'm going to have to stop.
You done
got me.
He's running. He got his tail in between his legs. And I just want to say this right now to any ex-Crip,
yes.
any ex-blood, or any Crip or blood that's listening right now. Let me tell you something. I was out there. I had guns put to my head, guns put to the side of my body. They told me it was my last day. I almost got shot in a drive-by shooting. They tried to kill me in many different ways. But God, you know, I just love God, because God has a way of just taking you out of a situation and making it a story so we could go back to the same place as we were to let them know that Jesus really saves. This is not something that we're just talking about. This is not a fairy tale. This is not make-believe. Jesus really died on the cross. But you guess what?
Yes.
If he really died on the cross, that means he really resurrected on the third day. We serve a God who is alive. He is alive, and the
yes.
devil's trying to distract us. He's trying to destroy
yes.
us. The Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I thank God that he comes to give life, and life more abundantly. There's an abundance of life that God has in store for you. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he shall raise up a standard. There is a standard
that's
that is
right.
being raised in this hour, and I prophetically speak that over your life. Anything that has
yes.
bound you up, any chain, anything that the devil has planned over you to keep you bound, to keep you away from
yes.
your destiny and your purpose, I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I release
yes.
you. I unbound you. I rip off the cords off your neck in the name of Jesus, and
yes.
I come against
the
legions of demons. I come against every spiritual
yes.
stronghold, every yoke that's around your neck that's been trying to keep you from walking into your destiny and your purpose.
Yes.
You are a problem for the devil, and that's the reason why the devil's been attacking you. That's the reason why he's keeping you bound. That's the reason why he
yes.
got you smoking on weed. That's the reason why he got you sipping on liquor. That's the reason why he got you clubbing, because he's trying to keep
wow.
you away from your God-given destiny. But in the name of Jesus, I speak life
yes.
over you right now. I speak life over every prostitute, over every gangbanger, over every drug
yes.
dealer. I speak life over every scam artist. I speak
hallelujah.
Life over every thief. I speak life over every homosexual, lesbian. I speak life over you. You are not your sin. You are a child of God.
Yes.
And I just came to remind you of that tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
My
hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, my Lord. Praise your name, God. I'm telling you, this
hey,
is,
God,
this
Jesus.
This is deep. This is deep. And I'm telling you, when I saw this, it says problems for the devil. My God, my God. Woo! I'm telling you, it is on and popping. That's how I see it. And I thank God for you, brother. I thank God for you, and like I said, you definitely gonna have to. You're gonna have to come back on here, and you know, be a co-host, and I'm on here 6 days a week, 2 times a day, and I'm telling you, playing music and praying and encouragement, and people do call in. you know, at times and have words and of encouragement. And I've had pastors call in from Africa, and they pray and speak in life to the people, and it's just been awesome. And I just, and I've been having revival. You know, I had one time last year, we had a 5-6 month revival going on. Every night on the radio, we had different pastors, different people calling in all over the world and, you know, preaching and praying for people. And, oh, my God, souls was being saved and delivered, and it was just awesome. And so I just thank God for you, brother. And I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to play this song right quick of yours. Now, let the people know, what is the name of this song?
The name of the song is called Tales from the Crypt, and it's basically dedicated to Joshua Bird, my boy Cocaine, and so many others. Mo Cheddar, rest in peace to my boy Joshua Bird, Cocaine, Mo Cheddar, rest in peace to, you know, to so many of my friends who have died in the streets while banging Crip and doing all that. Also, I want to just definitely send a kite out to my boy Jeffrey C's Loke and all the Crips out there that are listening in, and also all the Crips around my neighborhood that are doing time, doing life in prison for homicides and all that, you know. So this song is called Tales from the Crip, you know, me being an ex-Crip and giving my life to Christ and now going back to the same place where it all happened, that to make sure I save some, if not all, in Jesus' name.
My God. And you know what, brother, I got to connect you with one of our other brothers. They call him DV, and he got a song called, In the Hood. I got to play that tomorrow. I'm going to try to get a hold to it. I got it here at the house, but I got to get that that song, and I'm going to play that tomorrow. And I'm telling you, when he sung that song at this place, this building, it was a place he was, and it was called on the Corners. He was talking about On the Corners, and this is for my boys here on the corners and my boys and over here. And that thing was so hard. Man, them people was looking at me like I was crazy because I was up rocking and had my hand in my head. Tears was coming down, and I kept telling people, y'all looking at me crazy, but you just don't understand. You just ain't understanding what he coming from. You know, if you understood, you'd be standing up too. Everybody was sitting around looking crazy. I said, if you knew what he was talking about, you will be rocking and hopping and going on too. I'm telling you, it is just a powerful thing that we could be out here in this stuff. You know, like I said, I dealt with fellas in the blood and fellas in the Crips. We used to watch TV shows and drinking 40s and all that kind of stuff, and you know, just enjoying stupidity. You know, violence. That was just the thing. You know, oh, I'm finna shoot him up. Ooh, girl, yeah, he gangster, yeah. You know, crazy. Just crazy stuff. But we love that. You know, I dealt with men, they had to have guns, and it just had, and my mother used to go off on me and say, what is wrong with you? You was not raised like this. Why are you hanging with these folks? Why do you do that? And she would call them lowlives. And you know what I told her? And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna play the music. You know what I told her? And I know when I say this, if there's anybody that's in the gang or whatever you're doing, I'm going to say this to you. I was a type of woman, like I told my mother, she didn't like it. But they always called gangbangers and all this stuff, all my friends, that they was lowlives. You know what I had the nerve to tell my mother? I said, you know what? To you, they lowlives. I said, I may not be saved, but my heart is like Christ because y'all see the bad of what they do. I see their heart, and I know why they doing it, and I know what they can do.
Jesus.
That's what I told her. And she looked at me like she wanted to hit me. You know, but I was saying, I could see. Y'all look at the negative because they carry guns and they cuss and they do this and they do that. I said, but I wasn't afraid of them. I was drawn to them for a reason. Because
exactly.
I knew that behind all of that guns and stuff, it was a reason for it. It was a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, a lot of stuff on the inside. And that was the way to act out. You know what I'm saying? But I would sit at the table with all them guys, and they would tell you. One of them now, he teased me. He said, you used to be high preaching to us, and we used to call you evangelists. They did. They used to call me the hood evangelist. And they said she be high, but she be preaching to it, but she be preaching the truth. But I wasn't even living a lick of salvation myself, but I would sit down and tell them, man, you better than that. You ain't got to go out there and shoot and do that to him. No, man, just sit back and think about it. And I get them drunk on purpose so they can pass out and not even go out. And they don't know that was saving their life.
You know what? You said that you are my twin. Today is official. You are my twin because you sound just like me. I tell people that all the time. You know, people say, oh, they call me evangelist because I'm preaching in Canada, I'm preaching in Haiti, I'm preaching, I'm going, you know, every week I'm preaching somewhere different. And they're like, wow, you know, I thought you was just a rapper. And I'm like, no. I'm a preacher. I just happen to know how to rap. You know, God called me to preach the gospel. You know, and that's right. You know, and they're wondering, like, wow, you know, you're an evangelist. And I said, I always was an evangelist. I used to recruit. I had 50 guys under the gang with me. I'm talking about these are regular junior high school kids. You know, I mean, I was in junior high school having people under me like that. You know, so I knew how to recruit people. I was evangelizing, but I was evangelizing for the wrong side.
When I met Christ,
you know, I remember when I met Christ and God was asking me to preach the gospel, and I was like, I don't know if I could do that. He was asking me to preach on a bus one day and on a train, and I refused to do it because I held my mouth. I had to literally put both hands in my mouth just not to do it. And I remember once I finally got off the bus and the train, and I heard the voice of the Lord say so clearly to me. He said, Clifford, you were ready to die for Crip. You was ready to die for your gang. You was ready to put your life on the line. You put your life on the line so many times where you could have died. And he said, you can't do this for me. I kid you not. I got in front of my school, in front of 2,000 kids who already knew I was a gangbanger, who knew I was doing all that I was doing, didn't know I got saved the week before. And I kid you not, I stood in front of the whole school and I screamed, hallelujah, to the top of my lungs. And everybody just turned and looked at me like I was crazy. Let me tell you something. I understand what Jeremiah was saying when he wanted to stop preaching and he didn't want to speak the word of the Lord. But he said it was like a fire shut up in my bones. And let me tell you something. There's a fire that is burning on the inside of me and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until they take me off this earth because let me tell you something. God did so much for me. I can testify from now to the end of the ages, and I still will be able to tell people how much God has done for me. I mean, this guy, he is a God that never sleeps or never slumbers. If he blinks, if God ever decided to blink for a second, we would not even be here anymore. There would not be any more us because the devil is a roaring lion. I don't think people understand
that. Right.
The Bible says he is seeking whom he may devour. That means if God was to blink for a second, we would be gone. But I thank God that we serve a God that never sleeps nor slumbers. He's always awake. His eyes is always open. He's always protecting us and keeping us. And even though we can go as far as we did, his hand was always on us, and his gift and his anointing was always there. And I just thank God for his redemption and regenerating us and putting us out and, you know, and not making us afraid to go back to the same places where we used to be. Because, you know, a lot of people, they studio thugs, you know. They studio rap. You know, they rap about how they was in the gangs and they Christian and all that, but you never see them on the block. You never see them in the streets. Their testimonies are now validated. Let me tell you something. I got the OGs in New York that are vouching for me. I got Crips from Cali to New York that are vouching for me right now, that are retweeting my stuff on Twitter. They know who I am. I'm telling you, man, this is not a game. Like, it is what it is. And I lived this, man. This is what I lived, and I'm not ashamed to say that I lived it. I'm not ashamed to say where God saved me from. And let me tell you, wherever you might be, no matter what you're doing right now in your life, never be ashamed and never be afraid to tell your testimony of where God saved you from. Because God allows you to go through it so that somebody else can hear it, so they could be delivered, so they could be edified. You know, so, you know, today
that's
I just want to make sure that, you know, God is being glorified, your soul is being edified, and Satan is being horrified. And that's all we're here to do.
That's right. And you know what, brother? And if there is some those that's in the gangs listening in, whether you selling dope or pushing guns, whatever you doing, I'm here to let you know that you are a unstoppable warrior. Now, somebody might look at me crazy and say, you know, what you talking about? They doing that. They ain't no, I'm speaking it to them. They are an unstoppable warrior, and I know that one day God is going to save these gangbangers. And these gangbangers, I pray now in Jesus' name that when God save you, that that same gangster mentality that you had out there in the streets will be reversed to the enemy in the name of Jesus, that you will look back on all the stuff that you've been through and just get angry and let loose on that enemy. I'm telling you, they armed and dangerous. Brother, I'm telling you, them drug dealers, they really feel the people out in the streets.
Yeah.
They are armed and dangerous for real, more than they know. They so armed and dangerous, it's worse than out in the streets. Can you imagine the Lord saving them and bringing them in? And they say, Lord, here I am. Turn my anger. Reverse it in the camp of the enemy. My God, they open up their mouth and speak a word. I'm telling you, every scheme and every trickery of the enemy will be destroyed. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it because I'm praying for the fellas that I know that's still out there in the games. I just got a phone call last week. I said, my God, I felt like I was reliving back out there in the streets again. A brother of ours called me. He said, I called to tell you, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning, my house phone ringing. I'm like, who is that? And he calls me, and he says, I'm sorry to call you like this, but, you know, Sticks done got killed. And, boy, I went to hollering. I said, oh, God, I went to hollering and going. I said, my God, what in the world? And it just took me back. And when God gave me a song about the homies and the brothers, I sung that at every funeral. I'm serious. It's a powerful song. I'm trying to switch it up a little bit now, you know, where I'm going to be singing it soon. It's done, but, you know, I'm trying to get certain words together, added on to it. But it was a song that I know that needs to be sung out here to these type of, you know, folks that's selling dope and all that kind of stuff, because the simple fact, you just don't know. Those that are in the gangs and all of that, they get upset when they can't get outdoors because they fell asleep or somebody was keeping on talking to them or they was far across town and couldn't get where they was at. I'm telling you, that saved your life, because we had a brother that wanted to get out there and go and do his thing, and I felt death, seriously. And I was high myself. I said, no, you're not going out there. You ain't finna go out there tonight. And no, I'm finna get on out there. And I said, no, have another drink with me. Have another drink. And things happen for a reason. And I began to just serve this brother up with all this drinking and smoking and going on and talking, you know, sweet to him and trying to calm him down. And he went to sleep. Guess what? When he woke up, a phone call came where he was supposed to went that night to handle his business. 5 of them brothers then got shot and killed. I said, you could have been the one that got killed with them, but God spared your life, and he did. Had he would have went out there that night, we would have been burying him too, but 5 of the guys got killed. So I'm saying that to say this to anyone that is listening in, it is not too late. You ain't that bad that God will not save you. It's not that bad that where you can say, well, I done killed 9 people. I shot up 3 houses and some babies. Was all right, that was bad. But God is a forgiving God. He will forgive you for your sins. All you got to do is say, Lord, here I am. You don't have to do no long drag-out prayer. You ain't got to get no book and read how to pray. All you have to do is just be flat out with the Lord. Talk to him just like you talking to us. And just say, Lord, here I am. I've done wrong. I did this and did that. Lord, you know what I've done, and I'm not happy with it, and I know you wasn't happy with me. But you said that you love me, and you died on the cross for my sins, that I may be saved. And that's all you have to do is say, Lord, here I am. I'm opening up. Save me, clean me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Every addiction, everything that I have that's not right, Lord, you help me. You help me stop smoking. You help me stop doing this and doing that. Lord, deliver me. That's all you got to say. And what you got to, and after you do that, get into a church home. Don't be ashamed to tell Tom or Sarah that you done got saved. Tell them, hey, I done turned. I'm serving a real G, and his name is God.
Amen.
That's what you got to do.
Jesus.
And when you do that, My God, he said, no weapon formed against you will prosper. I don't care what somebody, whoever else said going to happen. Nothing will happen to you. God will have your back. I'm telling you, brother, I got to hook you up with some people. There are some brothers in St. Louis that got some powerful testimony, some similar like yours, coming from gangs and guns, and one of the brothers named Minister, I never forget, he shared a testimony how he sold his soul, was selling his soul to the devil and went out to the beach to blow his brains out. And he got a phone call. His mom wanted him to come. And God saved him right there in his mother's house by him reading Psalms 23. I got some brothers for you to meet. Seriously, we got to get together, and we got to get us a street revival or something. We are here in the States. There is no excuse that we can't get together and do something. Because it ain't over. And like you said, we have to come together in unity. And we got to keep praying for our brothers that's out there in the streets. I don't look down on them. I don't sit there and say, well, you know, they still selling dope and they still in the gang and they ain't nothing. No, I don't say that. When they call me or I talk to them, I tell them, brother, I love you. I still love you. Despite of what you're doing, I still love you. And I know that if God can change me, because I know I was a hot mess. And when I say a hot mess, I'm talking about a capital H-O-T. It was terrible. Seriously.
My God.
I mean, a hot mess. My mom and them was like, Lord, if you got to take her, do whatever, because this is too much pressure on us.
Mm.
Seriously, they'll tell you about it. Many a night's crying. Many a night's crying. But God His hand on me. And I speak that to somebody on tonight. We're speaking life over you. It is not over. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be smoking on that weed right now. You could be sipping on the yak right now. But God, hallelujah, got purpose for your life, and you will not be destroyed to the streets. Do you hear what I'm saying? You will not be destroyed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
The brothers, the sisters, those that are listening in right now, God, that are out there in the streets, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I ask right now that as they are listening in right now, they may be puffing, they may be sipping, but God, just like you did me in the midst of sipping and puffing, God, you spoke to my spirit. Hallelujah. When I thought I was so hard and so tough and rough, you broke through that spirit. Glory to God, and you called me beloved. Hallelujah. In the middle of my mess, you called me beloved. And Lord, I ask now that you will speak to their spirits right now, wherever they may be. If Johnny is driving the car going down the street with intentions of wrong, Lord, I ask now that you will speak to him now, that you will shake him up, God. Glory to God to not
Glory
do what
God.
He want to do. Lord, that sister
Hallelujah.
That want to go out and do what she want to do, that's contrary. Lord, we ask now that you stop her in her tracks right now.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Name
and we
of
just
Jesus.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
over
God, the blood.
And in the cars and in the engine right now and over their homes and in the bedrooms and around the windows and the doorknobs. Lord, we ask
Jesus.
Now that you will protect them, that
yes,
you will
God.
Speak to them. Because they ain't that gangster that you cannot get through them, oh God. They're
Hallelujah.
Not that gangster that they cannot hear your voice. Because
Hallelujah.
I heard your voice one day. And I know just like you saved me and just like you saved my brother here on the broadcast, Lord, I know that you can change them. It's just a matter of time. And Lord, every assignment of death that's been planned for them, we destroy
Jesus.
It now by your fire. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And Lord, right now, that habit, those habits that they're struggling with, oh God, we ask that they be broken in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Let the
name
tears
of Jesus.
That fall down their faces now, Lord, turn into tears of joy, tears of repentance. Oh God, let their ears be open. We just
yes,
burn
God.
Out that wax that sits in their ears for them not to hear the sound of your voice.
Yes.
Oh, God, let them hear, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
And let them know, God, that they're your child and that there is purpose for their life and that it is not over until you say is over. It don't matter what people may
Hallelujah.
Think or how they look funny at them. But God, all that matters is what you think. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for those souls being converted now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for the testimonies coming in, saying
yes.
I heard the broadcast, and I put the dope down. I put the gun down. And
Hallelujah.
I threw away the check. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm running. Hallelujah with the real G's. And that's God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. Put boldness in them, oh God. Just like they're bold out there in the streets. Let them be bold for you, God.
Yes,
put
God.
Running in their feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Put fire in their mouth. Glory to God. Put it in their hands. In the name of Jesus.
Name
Show
of
them
Jesus.
A visit tonight. Deal with their sleep on tonight, God. Just like you shook me up, oh God. Shake them up, oh God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord. For you
yes,
said
God.
That you had some generals that were
hey,
still
God.
Out there in the streets.
Hallelujah,
and we call
Jesus.
Them forth now. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Pray.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Woo. Hallelujah.
My
Jesus.
God, I'm telling you, brother. It seems like we done. We ain't played my marriage. I'm telling you, we still got tagged. But you know what? It's so funny to me now because I had plans to really go into some more gospel rap and the reggae and all that stuff. And I told the people, I said, but that's Tanya that does that. But when I say that this broadcast and this ministry, God is a hop over. When he do stuff like this, I don't ask no questions. I don't say, God, why? I wanted to play some on you. No, he wanted you to speak what you spoke, and he wanted me to speak what I spoke. And that tonight saved somebody's life. We
yes,
don't know who listening is. And I want to tell you, brother, you got some people listening to you now. Nigeria, we have a brother, Dami Jari. He's a great artist there in Nigeria, and he said he wanted to let you know that he is listening in, that they are tuned in there
Praise
in Nigeria.
God.
And there's people all over the world that's listening.
Praise
we
God.
Even have people in Jamaica that's tuned in. We got DJs listening in right now.
Jesus.
And so I'm
Praise
telling
God.
You, it's just an awesome thing, and you got to come back on here.
Definitely.
And testify that testimony.
I definitely have to.
Somebody
have to.
Need to hear it. Somebody
and
need
I,
to hear
I,
it.
I
we
even,
have a lot of young people
give
that
the
listen half. To this program.
I did not even give the half. I guarantee you. If you're listening right now, I guarantee you, if you have any doubts of who Jesus is, I guarantee you, you will not have any doubts after I give my testimony, because I'm telling you right now, I had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ, and I'm not going to go into everything. I'm not going to go into everything today, but I'm letting you know right now, I've seen the King. I've seen him, and God is still in the business of appearing to his children. There is a day of visitation that is coming. There is a day of visitation. The same way God stopped Paul on the road of Damascus and he revealed himself. And Paul had to say, who is you, my Lord? And he answered, it is I, Jesus, that you persecute. You are persecuting me. Let me tell you something. I was persecuting God's children. And God came to me and said, and God struck me down just like he struck Paul down. And he showed me his face. And when I seen his face is what changed my life forever. But I'm not going to go into everything tonight, but I'm letting you know today is the day. God could possibly be appearing to someone right now as I'm speaking.
You
could be entertaining an angel and you don't even know. But I'm letting you know that God is alive. He is not dead. He really resurrected. He's really who he says he is. And if he is who he says he is, and he says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, you are a peculiar people. There is a nation. You are a problem for the devil. And I speak to every problem that is listening to me right now. You might have been going through some things and you don't even understand why you've been going through them. And I came to let you know that the Apostle Paul was a problem for the devil, that Peter was a problem for the devil, that everywhere they went, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that these men turned the city upside down. And so tonight I came to preach an upside down gospel, not a gospel that's just going to be telling you that you're going to just get a new car and you're going to get a new house. No, this is the end times that we're living in. People are dying, people are broken, and I came to turn this world upside down for Jesus.
Yeah.
It
it's an upside-down gospel. If you was wondering why this guy is on fire, it's because God has given me instructions to preach a gospel that is literally going to turn this world upside down.
Upside down. My God, I felt that. My Lord, my
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Revival in Jamaica. Revival in Africa. Revival in Germany. Revival. Hallelujah, Jesus. Global takeover, says the Lord. Global takeover, says the Lord. For this is the season, God. This is the season of global takeover. This is the season where the harvest, where you shall reap and you shall not, things that you have not sown, you shall gain what you have not even worked for. The Lord says that you shall reap vineyards that you have not planted, says the Lord. You shall walk through the water and not drown. You shall walk through fire and not burn. This is the season of deliverance. This is the season where my people will hear my voice and they will know that I am God in this season. For this is the generation of those that will seek my face, says the Lord. This is the generation that we no longer have to fear, because God is saying that he has given us this generation. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Speak,
yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
To the kingdom suffer with violence and the violent take it by force. And this is a season where the kingdom of God is raising up the standard. No longer will we live in mediocrity. No longer will we walk with God haphazardly. No longer will we hold our flesh in one hand and God's presence in another and think that we can make it that way. The only way we're going to make it is if we let go of everything the world has to offer and says goodbye to the world.
Wow.
And I welcome you. I welcome the world to our world, where our world, the Bible says, in our world, that there is no, that he will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And in this chaotic world, the Bible says that the Antichrist will come with a time of peace, and he will deceive many. But let me tell you something. There is a peace, the Prince of Peace.
That's
right.
Prince
of Peace that surpasses all understanding. The time is now. The time is now, and the time is late. I plead with you. I beg of you to not allow this moment in history to pass by without you accepting Jesus Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, if you have not a relationship with the Master of the Universe, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if you have not met this man, oh God, hallelujah, they call Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. If you have not met the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, if you have not met the Creator, if you have not met Jesus, hallelujah, the second Adam, if you have not met him, I introduce you to him today. He is who he says he is. He is who was and is to come. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce over you now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
My God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God.
Do it, God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There's a shift that just happened. I just felt chains rattling. There's chains rattling right now. All spiritual bounds are being loosened. People are being saved. People are being set free. Demons are trembling. Oh, God, I thank you for it in advance. I thank you for the testimonies in advance. I thank you for the deliverance that you have already set free. So many people during this broadcast in advance. I praise you. I glorify you. You say, God, if I lift you up, you will draw all men to yourself, God. And so I lift you up. I say, thank you, Jesus. I bless your name, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus.
Lord.
I honor you, Jesus.
Yes.
I bless your name, Father. There is none like you, God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
For all eternity and not find not one like you, Lord Jesus. And
Lord,
I'm not going to wait till I'm 30. I'm not going to wait till I'm 40. I'm going to praise you right now in my 20s. I'm going to praise you while I'm young, God. I'm going to praise you, Father Lord, in the morning time. I'm going to praise you in the afternoon, the evening, the night, God, because you have been faithful. I don't know about anybody. I don't know about you right now who's listening in, but let me tell you something, God has been faithful. He has been faithful. He has kept his promises.
He has kept his
word. And I don't know what God has pronounced over you tonight. I don't know what God has promised you in your life. I don't know what he has spoken over you. But I came to let you know that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it shall come to pass, our God is able to do exactly
what he said he would do. Somebody believe him tonight. Somebody trust him tonight. If you would put your faith in Jesus tonight, I guarantee you. I guarantee you. And you can come back to me with a refund check. If you think if this check bounced, you could come back to me and say you owe me money. Because I guarantee you that if you cash a check in the bank of Jesus, it will never bounce.
That's right. I know that's right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Sister, I know you didn't get a chance to play the song yet, but let them hear the song and let them be blessed by the song. And I know a lot of people were waiting for a song. And let me tell you something. When I prayed just now, let me tell you something. As I prayed, I felt literally demons attacking me as I was praying because somebody had just been delivered. Let me tell you something. If that's you and you feel that you've just been delivered, make sure you call in and leave your testimony, whether through Facebook. You can Facebook me. You can add me on Twitter at KingdomSwag_. Please, let's connect. You know, I want to hear the testimonies. I want to hear the different people. Facebook, Problem for the Devil. I know my sister is definitely going to give you the information once we're done. www.p4dm.tumblr.com. You know, you can learn more about who I am and what I'm doing in the community and what I'm doing at large. And the ministry has already gone international, P4DM ministry. So, you know, look out for the new music, Church in the Wild, not No Church, but Church in the Wild, mixtape coming out, and different albums. I got a Creole album. It's going to be fully in Creole. So if there's any Haitian people listening now, I rap fluently in French Creole. So that's something that's going to be a blessing to you guys as well. So, you know, without further ado, if you'll, you know, play the track,
We definitely got to combine together, and they can also look me up, you know, on the Facebook. Well, they your friends on Facebook, and they see that link. They can just click on, you know, my name on the link and send a request or whatever. And also, they can. I'm on Twitter myself at AN753. That's at AN753. And so right now we're going to go into this music. I'm telling you, every time we got
what everybody's been waiting for. I don't make no apologies.
Like
I know
we got
God steps in like that. It is, you know what? And we're going to have enough time to probably hear at least once or twice. I don't know. But, you know, definitely tune in. Tell us from the crib. I pray that it blesses your heart.
Okay. And if you ain't doing nothing, brother, why don't you be on with me in the morning? You know, I'm on 2 days a week. I'm on from 10 to 12, 10 in the morning to 12 noon, and then I'm on again from 6 to 8. So even if you're not doing nothing in the morning, you know, if you want to call in the morning and be with me on the air, you're welcome to do so.
Definitely.
We'll just have
Thank
a great
you so
time.
Much. Definitely.
You know,
I definitely
so
will
right
do
now
that.
What I'm going to do is put your phone on mute, and I'm going to play the song, and after the song is over, we'll come right back.
Praise
All
God.
Right,
Tell
y'all.
You.
So right now we're going to hear this great, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Tales from the Crypt. I was blessed, you know, when I heard it. So we're going to go to it, and we'll be right back.
A wise man once told me never to break the code. At least I thought he was wise. My spiritual eyes closed. He told me, make sure I rep the set everywhere that I go. So I listen, play my position and follow that role. I started banging at an early age, but I didn't know that the devil had his eyes on my soul. They say you only live once. So I got in the game, playing with fire and embracing those flames. Almost got shot in a drive-by. Before it hit me, I fell. I was an inch away from going to hell. They all shot dead, I made it out. Out of that ditch, it's more likely to roll up on 5-6. 6 times before that broke 5 clips. Duck down when that on 5 spin. But you were gone and you were gone. When the block get hotter than a sauna, you can get smoke quicker than a brick of marijuana. And no, I will never stop repping the Christ who saved my soul. And now I owe him my life. They say, Cliff, you a problem. But only if they can see the price I paid, man, this anointing ain't free. I lost friends to the quick game. He was repping that blue covered in red. Now he's in a black suit. His mom screamed at the funeral.
Man, it was so tragic. It shot him twice in the mouth. It was a close casket. Two guns pointed at me. Big gun bust to the face. One at my head, the other down on my waist. I thought that was the end of me. But it was only the start. A testimony that I shared from my heart. This is what it rap music. This is a page of my life. I'm from the 90s. Every day is a fight. So tell me, homie, what's your life like? Mine is real, under his blood I've been shined to steal the sack. Cause the world's savage. Man, they just won't hear me. My flow deeper than conspiracy theory. Rest in peace to my homies, I'm your heads up high. But if you don't repent, then in hell you fry. This is the truth and I won't tell no lie. No thug mansion, no ghetto in heaven with your rappers aside. Steve Payne was my middle name, Curtis was my first. Struggle my last and I gave up on going to church. I was only 16. But I was hustling crack, breaking it down, reeing up, buying it back. Made a name for myself. They call me Fire Chase. Flow hotter than a fireplace. Scorch rappers had them looking for a fire escape. Now I preach to save them all from that
fire. Be late, fire be late, fire be late.
All right. All right. We thank God for that. I'm telling you, that's just awesome. I'm telling you, just awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to click our brother back on. This is something. Okay. Let's get it. Get the mic. All right. I'm telling you, this is awesome.
Praise God.
That's awesome. I just thank God for you. I thank God for you. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome.
I thank God for you, sister, because if it wasn't for you, this song would not be played to so many people all around the world, you know, that's listening to this broadcast. And, you know, I just, you know, at the end of the day, there's no gimmicks, there's no tricks, there's no smoky mirrors. This is it. This is who I am. You know, God saved me, and I just want to save as much as I can before I die, because the Bible says to number our days, you know. We don't have long, and there's so many people that are on their way to hell, and God has called us. He's commissioned us in Matthew 28. He told us to go out and make disciples of all nations, you know. And so, you know, this is my desire, this is my passion, and I don't do this for money, I don't do this for fame, you know, but I just do it so that I can lift up the name of Jesus, and I just pray that you guys were blessed. I just pray that you guys understood what was happening on this broadcast and that God, he really loves you. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would like to invite you to do that now. You know, I just want you to pray this quick prayer with me and just repeat after me. Say, Lord, I love you, and I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I acknowledge that I have fallen from grace, and I know that you are Jesus, and that you have sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for me.
Yeah.
I know that I sinned against you, and only you have I sinned. But today, Lord, I give you my life, and I surrender my life to you. I give you my soul, my mind, my spirit. I give you everything, Lord. I pray that you will forgive me for all my sins. And I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, if you prayed along with me or repeated what I said after, if you know in your heart that you just have accepted Jesus Christ and you can feel something different happening on the inside, make sure you hit up the host, Angel, and or myself. And definitely I pray God's blessings over you.
All right. Well, brother, I want you to contact me after the broadcast. We have 1 minute, and I'm going to go off of here with something. But we gonna talk right over here. I'm still on the Facebook, and then maybe you can connect with me over there.
Definitely.
But I thank God for you calling in, and just want to say God bless you and to everybody that has listened in, and we'll be on live in the morning at 10 a.m. God bless you, brother.
God bless you too, sister. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right.
Them a mash up them future. I said just like Buddha, help me do ya.
I'm going in.
God, you them not take no time. Eagle fly out and pick bull bar.
black in a rasta. Me buy the grape over me moral bar.
Nah, take the time.
If I out and pick full bar. Mama, I'm mad in a me funeral car.
Me buy the room over me moral bar.
Them say, in a the road, them a step by night. Full hot, like them a step by night. Say them a bad people with every letter at night. And if you beat, yo, them will let you in a deal. You're not learning. So me a fit tell you this. Back, stand up, tied up with llama and six. Stand up, do it like a brick on rail. Before them lock out your switch, them not take no time. Fly out and pick one bar. Mama, I'm gonna make you not right there. If I agree,
yo, come at me, cheese.
Fly out and pick one bar. Mama, I'm gonna make you not right there.
If I agree, mama, make you not right there.
System, we can't trust the system. Kind of justice and they ain't the system. Once you want life, you just stick into the system. Not a sign for my brother, now I'm a sign for my brother, now I'm a sign for my blind for my brother, now I'm a sister. The system, the system. The system, the system. I care for the system, the system. Not a sign for my brother, now I'm a sister. I'm gonna put my trust in an American, not Jamaica.
I'm blessed, boy, I'm representing.
Right, I know you, and no part of this.